All right, congratulations to the Kachucks. Get that guy healthy, man. Boy, beaten up last year. And Bill Zito, my God, what a great job. He'll figure it out. What'd you say, a little bit over right now? They'll figure it out. Not worried. It's an amazing story. It truly is that they're able to come back with the same team, basically. That core, and you get three guys that, I don't know, I was talking to Goldie. Yeah, I think we all thought we'll get two out of three ain't bad, you know, maybe one out of three. And you end up getting everybody, one to come back here. Long-term contracts, a little bit less money. So those guys will be making a lot. But the Panthers are not worried about what they're going to make in year four, five, and six. They're worried about winning again right now. Doesn't happen very often where you got a chance to go for a three-peat. We don't talk about three-peats down here very much. Hell, we don't talk about that in professional sports anymore, three-peats. So what they have done, the Panthers getting themselves all set up with that group coming back and getting everybody healthy and guys banged up. They have played a lot of hockey, man. You start adding. LeBron made me aware of this a long, long time ago when the Heat went to the four finals in a row, won two of them with the big three. You know, all day you start looking, you're playing more than an extra year by the time you add all those games up, going to the finals, playing into June, and you realize they just added an extra season of, by the way, hardcore, super fast, playing for a lot every game. Not regular season, but it's hard. That takes your toll on a team, and a lot of guys banged up. We saw it last year with, and by the way, Paul Maurice did a great job, or whoever made the decision, rest some guys before, right? Before the playoffs started. And they just picked it right back up like they didn't miss it. And Kachuk obviously wasn't 100% for most of it. He looked a little healthier as they went through it a little bit. But I don't know what his situation is as far as surgery. I'm not sure they knew. But, man, what a nice story. What a great story to start with that and then and work from there as we get set for football. The Canes will be on their way back home and getting set up here in a few days. They'll be practicing. The Dolphins, of course, start their day today with a full squad out there. And we'll see what it looks like. And before you know it, they'll hit the road for, 10 or 11 days between Chicago and Detroit for practices against each other, preseason football games, and some time off as well on the road. First time I can remember this, by the way. First time in preseason I can remember team being gone that long to stay on the road for a Sunday-Saturday game, sound right? I believe it is Sunday and then a Saturday game. Sunday.
I think so.
Yeah. So, yeah, be a long one. They'll leave on Wednesday probably after practice and get up there you get a lot of work in, man. That's the other thing with this league now. Now with guys playing less and less preseason football, your key guys, now all of a sudden these practices they have, short of tackling, have become kind of the way you get your key guys ready to go. They go in those practices, but they're not going to play a lot of preseason football. More, right? More, that's a one adjustment. That, and you want your guys to be ready, so it's a real tricky little what you're trying to get done. It's you want to get your guys enough work to get them ready for the opener against the Colts, but you don't want them banged up. You don't want to lose guys in preseason because they play too much and they get injured. Now they're out. So you'd almost your guys be they practice, but there might be a little game rust, a different level of speed and timing might be a little different, so. But at least you got your guys there. They're going to be ready to go. All your frontline guys will go. But at the same time, the good part of this is all your young guys get a lot of playing time in preseason. They get to play a lot of preseason. They get to show what they can do. You can strengthen the back end of your roster because they get more experience in your system on both sides of the ball. So that's kind of the new football league of what you're doing. I'm curious to see some of the things Mike's going to do starting today. I don't think he's going to change a lot of things. I don't. I think he's got a way he's doing things, and he thinks that the basics are going to be the same. But I also think after what happened last year and the way that whole thing ended and, you know, we were late was kind of the theme, right? We're late too much. First of all, you got to be a complete idiot if you're late on that team after going through this. It's just I haven't met anybody, whether they're 12 or they're 70, that doesn't think being late. It's BS. There's no excuse. Occasionally something's going to happen. In family, you make a call and say, I'm going to be late. Something happened. That stuff's different. But for a guy just to always be late and showing up late, I don't think Mike has a lot of rules. I'm guessing, just looking at Mike McDaniel, he doesn't sit around going, hey, I got to be a hard ass. Let me give these guys some extra rules. I think he wants everybody to get their work in, and he wants to send them home. Like, I don't think he expects them to be there all day. You hope some guys will stay around. Great facility, great food. And you hope that'll keep some guys around a little bit longer. But he ain't looking to kill anybody out there. He's going by sports science. He's got analytics. He's got things to work off of. But I don't think Mike's just all of a sudden going to change a lot of stuff. But that thing being late is complete bull crap. I almost said the S word, but I didn't say it today. Like, that can't be that hard. Like, people listening right now, you got to be on time. You got to be on time. And by the way, you know what else? You got to be on time when things aren't going well. Maybe. You really got to be on time. You know, hey, you can get away a lot more when things are good and your numbers are good and you're winning and you kind of let things slide. Hey, bosses do the same thing. Like, he's late, but hey, he just had a great month. That Todd, he just had another great month. Not to pick on Todd here as one of our top sales guys, but when things aren't going as well, all of a sudden the big boss comes in and she says, hey, what time is this meeting? Now, when things are great and the numbers are way up and everybody's good, nobody's saying a word. But when you're 8-9, all of a sudden, like, hey, man, this game's hard enough. Like, there's a couple things, whether it's team meetings, individual meetings, what time we're going to be on the field. Your ass needs to be there. That's it. Everybody comes in at different times. Some guys like to get there early in the morning workout. Some guys like to come closer to, you know. That's never going to change. Some guys like to be there all day, and we had guys that same way, man. We had guys that were like, damn, bro, how long you been here? And then you got other times when you're wiped out and you've watched so much film with the team, you're like, I'm getting out of here. I ain't staying anymore. And you got the same guys stay around. The quarterbacks stay longer, and they meet with the coaches longer and go through things. But, yeah, just don't want to hear that. And so I am curious to see how this thing – because everything's been called out. Everything on the team has been called out. And I got another theory, too. We had turds on our team. We had guys that were selfish. We had a unique situation because we did have some veteran guys that would go call guys out. I saw Bob Kuchenberg was – I don't see today's players, too many guys being comfortable to go to another guy and go, hey, Jerky. What you're doing ain't working, man. You're killing us. Like, what are you doing? Like, you came late or this stuff. You're like, you know, and it's going against team stuff. I don't think most guys are comfortable. I don't know what you guys say. I don't think most guys are comfortable for one guy to call another guy out, especially if the guy's really good. Like last year, it'd be hard for a lot of guys on this team to call out Jalen Ramsey and Tyreek Hill. As good of players as they were or still are. I don't think a lot of guys are comfortable doing that. I sure the hell wouldn't call one of those guys out. That guy could sleep in meetings all day and come out for last half of practice If I was to say something, go, dude, you're lucky you're on the team. Shut up. Right? So
yeah, you know how you have to be delicate with these guys nowadays, man.
Yeah. But
it's the Jimmy Butler thing, right? You can't say anything bad about these guys publicly. You can't call them out.
You think Bam or Tyler would ever call Jimmy Butler out? Never. And they're really good players.
Of exactly what happened last year, right? I mean, he'll go and, you know, go into a shell, right? I mean, Tyreek Hill, if someone called him out publicly, could you imagine?
Well, we're just glad he's saying the right things right now, but look at they.
He is, by the way. He had a great press conference yesterday, and he seems to have his head screwed on right, which is encouraging. But you know how it goes, man. They're one bad game away and one meltdown away. You know, you got to find a way to keep this guy happy. And unfortunately, Joe, I think you probably got to give him the captain thing and all that stuff that comes with it, right? And just make sure that he's happy. That's the goal, right?
Well, those guys are going to vote on it, and I've always believed if a coach really wants you to be a captain, you're going to be a captain. The coach ain't going around, and he's like, all right, I like the way these guys voted, but they left one guy that we think's important on there, and he needs to be a captain. That could happen. So the thing for me with Tyreek is this. I love what he said yesterday, and I hope, man, I hope he sticks with it. I hope it wasn't just I'm feeling good right now, and everything's great, and I mean, he said everything. He said everything you want to hear from your best player coming off the way it ended last year. He said he by the way, Tyreek, I couldn't have written that any better than he came out with that thing. That thing was, I mean, you're like, I hope you mean it. Man, I hope you mean everything you said, because all of it was like, it's what we need. And so, but the big test for Tyreek is going to be that four catch for 32 yards. How are you going to handle that? How are you going to handle six targets in a game and they don't have a lot of completions? How are you going to handle when they're going to other guys because the matchups are better and now all of a sudden they put up big numbers? And how will you handle it, win or lose, with your numbers down? And that's one of the tests. And listen, Tyreek, one thing about him, man, he sets his goals up high. And we just had the first 2 years with him were unbelievable numbers. Unbelievable numbers. And then last year, they dipped off. Now, nobody's blaming Tyreek 100% for what happened last year. Your quarterback's out six games. The guy that's been feeding him all those catches, basically, to throw the ball down the field and know how to get the ball to him, missed a lot of games. So that's obviously going to be very important. Hey, we got to go to break here, man. Hey, Woody, what time you got Alex Dono coming on? What time are we waking him up today?
We're trying, Joe. We're trying to get him awake here any moment, hopefully.
He didn't stay out late with those guys
from
the Orange
Bowl
last
night. I don't know, man. People are going out. It's you know, a lot of stuff happening up here, so who knows where he is.
I know they haven't been able to get me at that Orange Bowl steak dinner, and I'm sure it's good, but those late night hours and haven't been able to make that. Doesn't work. That's a rough one on the road. That's a rough one. All right, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Marlins, 4-3 win. They do it again. 4-3 win, man. Unbelievable. Getting great pitching the last couple of games. Kyle Stowers had another double last night, drives in another run. 22 home runs for him. He has just been smoking on. They're even intentionally walking him now. I don't know if you've been watching. He'd been like, hey, man, you know what? Ain't a lot of guys in this lineup that scare us every day, but Kyle Stowers is one of those guys right now. He is locked in, man. He is just absolutely locked in. Hey, today, 12-10 start for the Marlins against the Padres, and a chance to win another series and get a little bit closer to 500. Right now, I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida. I love talking about one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. I do. I love talking about it. Where do the pros go? People must come up to you almost every day. And I always know somebody's trying to be nice. Hey, Joe, where do a lot of the athletes go when they get injured? And I go, well, enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, and the Dolphins, and FIU and FAU, and high school, college, and professional athletes. Baptist Health South Florida set up programs for everybody so you can go in and see their doctors. Now, how do you become a top sports medicine program in this country? Well, you got to have specialists and really good specialists for every part of the body where you can get great results, they're going not only talking about all your knee doctors, but they're talking about your back doctor. They're talking about foot and ankle doctors, some of the best in the business, man. If you're having problems with your ankle or your toes, boy, these guys are fantastic. They really are. They put together an all-star lineup of specialists, not to mention the team doctors they have that do all this great work in Dade and Broward County. I just want to let you know, you're going to be able to see those same doctors that work on million-dollar athletes basically every day. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, also at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the training facility. You'll see it out there connected to where the Dolphins practice. And 595 in Pine Island Implantation. What a great location that is. So easy to get to for folks in Broward County. Just visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One goal every day. One goal, man. Whether you play team sports or individual sports, you're competitive. You're going to get injured, but you're going to get healthy when you stop by Baptist Health South Florida. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. We're going to be going up to the ACC kickoff here for day two. New batch of teams in town. University of Miami was yesterday kicking things off. The Golden Bears from Cal were up there. Anybody talk to the Golden Bears, Woody? Were the Golden Bears part of this or not really?
Were they were here yesterday?
Yeah, they were one of the teams.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I think Stanford and Cal got a tough deal jumping into this thing and trying to get it going. As a lot of players, they lost a lot of players in the transfer portal. Oh, God, did they lose a lot of guys. Anyway.
Honestly, the only thing I heard from Cal, Joe, is that they were looking for big alumni donations.
Yeah. Well, why don't
you get some of that NIL money coming in?
Why don't you make one for me? You're right, by the way. I got one of my former teammates calls me all the time. I was like, bro, I know why
you're
calling me, man. Like, don't I know. Yeah.
So he's in charge of the NIL donations?
I think he's doing part of it with him. Yeah, I think he's.
What does Aaron Rodgers give? Why don't you match?
Aaron Rodgers' money? I don't know if he's mad at the. He was mad at the school for like he was his parents for like 20 years. So I don't know. I think.
Oh, boy.
He was mad they got rid of his coach. And remember when he went to that thing? You probably forgot when he was going Butte College, Aaron Rodgers Butte College, which is a junior college.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody's going, what the fuck? You went to Cal. You got drafted. You're the Cal quarterback. You got drafted in the first round. I know, you know, you dropped a little bit. And he go, Butte College. Aaron Rodgers, Butte College. I don't know if he threw in his high school there, but he was doing the Butte College thing. So then everybody found out, because he is petty, that he was mad that they let his coach go.
Yeah.
By the way, he could be the president of – we can all hold a grudge for a while. I'm guilty too, but at some point you see somebody and you try to, I don't know, Woody, how are you on grudges? Wood, are you holding pretty good for a long time?
Yeah, sure.
So,
I mean, I'm not Aaron Rodgers bad, right?
I don't want to talk
to my family for, you know, 10 years or whatever.
Yeah,
but
don't go to my parents and ask about my wife. Because they don't know anything. Like, ooh, okay.
That, by the way, the most intriguing story possible. Like, if the woman doesn't exist, if, you know.
So I don't care what anybody says.
I like your theory.
At some point, somebody's got to see that he's with somebody. Like, when he goes to dinner at night and he's with the guys on the team or he's got a buddy in town or something. And you're like, somebody's going to go. It can't just be me. It's got to be other people going, what's her name again? Was it Tiffany or no? What was it? It was, what was that name he kind of threw out of nowhere and said, leave her alone?
I knew she had a name.
She wanted
Brittany.
Brittany wants to stay out of this. She's not into this and she didn't ask for this. She didn't want. So can you leave her alone? My God, it's sick that you guys need to know everything about me. Like, yeah,
you said that during a paid appearance on the McAfee show, right?
Yeah, and I'm just like,
okay,
what do you like? It's your wife. I'm not saying you have to talk to everybody, but people kind of are curious considering the last three women you dated that are just destroyed, just absolutely destroyed. I got a feeling his exit out of relationships. It just must be.
Oh.
Really cold, right? I mean, it's just kind of Like, we made love last night. Everything was great. You told me how much you love me, and this morning you go, it's over, and you walked out the door. I mean, just weird. Those girls, what were some of those comments, Wendy, those girls said?
Ooh.
They've been destroyed, and he emotionally destroys.
Soul crushing or something, I think,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know, man. But I got to tell you, and if this makes me a bad person or a TMZ specialist, whatever, like, I want to see her. And I don't care what she looks like. I just want to know she exists and has a ring on her finger. That's all. I think it's weird nobody's seen her. I do. And it's not like he's not showing up. He went out and did that celebrity golf tournament in Lake Tahoe. He was there for that, throwing the ball around. And people had to be saying to themselves, where is she?
Yeah, there has to be times they've gone out to just get brunch or you
something.
Know, something.
Like, honey, I know you're an introvert, but can we just go out? Come on, just once. I appreciate you cooking at home all the time. And, like, isn't she going to be seen at a grocery store or going somewhere? Couples go out together and do stuff.
Leaving his mansion every once in a while, just, you know, somebody catches a quick picture, you would think.
Nothing. Well, I'll tell you what, if they find out he's not married, he's going to get blasted for all this privacy that she wanted. Yeah, she apparently wanted a lot. She doesn't exist. They've been together for
well
a while.
Manti Te'o at least, but.
Oh, he's doing great. So I'm on NFL yeah. Network every day now doing that morning show.
Yeah.
I don't know, Woody.
Yeah, catfished, right?
Woody, how long before? So one way or the other. Got to see, like, okay, there she is. All right, they've done a good job. They kept it private. There she is. But Pittsburgh? Just going to stay home in Pittsburgh? TMZ's got to be on a mission. He's a good enough quarterback. He's going to be a Hall of Famer that people are like, somebody's got to be. It can't just be me that thinks he's not married.
I don't know. You invented that theory, and I do like it. I'm curious. You think Pittsburgh's going to be the Jets of this year? Are they going to be the most covered team by the national media?
No, Dallas wins that every year, Woody.
Okay.
Jerry Jones.
I should have said the national media. I should have said ESPN.
Because
ESPN was all over the Jets last year, man. Every morning we'd put that show on.
That's because all those guys, Greeny and all those guys, are Jets fans and living. And I'll tell you, Tannenbaum's been on the Jets a little bit too, man. He's got a little love affair going with his former team.
Didn't he help damage that franchise in some way?
Oh, that was a long time ago. Long time.
Oh,
they actually had some good years. I think Tannenbaum was there with Rex Ryan when they went deep into the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. Sexy Rexy, was he coaching that? He might have been the head coach of that thing when they had a couple of nice runs in the AFC.
Texter makes a good point here, by the way, Joe. Marriage records are public, so somebody should be able to check that thing.
You know what? I'll put it to rest. I just want to know. I do. Maybe you don't
know. I don't know what
know.
State he got married in. Do you know?
I could do it anywhere. You know, I just
we should be
part of him.
Should be able to find that thing.
Part of him's always talking about how private he is, and I'll be glad to get away from this. And then he does national stuff all the time. Everybody's going, well, what way are you going here? I did see he's earned more than any other quarterback in the NFL. That will change soon with Mahomes and Allen, but he has made a lot of money. But he's got a good friend with the Miami Dolphins. I would be curious to know if, and not being a wise guy, but I will ask that question when I see him during the preseason, just to go, hey, I got to ask you, man, and I'll leave it alone. And it's not my whole life, but I am curious, really curious. Is Aaron Rodgers really married, or is this made up? It's fair. It's fair.
There's been some research on his marriage records, and there are no records to be found. And that's not to say he didn't have some unconventional type of marriage, but it's looking like by the letter of the law, he might not be actually married.
Well, how about he does one of those, like, we're married, okay? Just, you know, hey.
Not legally
married?
Here's
a ring. Yeah, not legally, but we're together, right?
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, what's the only true benefit of being married? You get like a tax write-off or something, right?
I don't know.
I don't know.
What you're asking me?
I mean, I'm just saying, isn't that like the only real?
What are you trying to say, Woody? You get married because you're
well,
in
you
love.
Well, you could say you're married if you want to say you're married, but like you'd have to file legally, I guess, if you wanted to file your taxes jointly.
Yeah.
It could be in a common law state.
I don't know. All day. I don't know much about you. You ever been married?
Me? Oh man, they're not legally. I'm more like an Aaron Rodgers type of a marriage guy.
There you go.
All day's a little different cat. Now I like All Day Dan Day. So you've never actually been married though.
No.
Have you ever been engaged and given her a ring and then decided not to go through with it?
Well, I was drunk and partying in Costa Rica and quote unquote got married, but you never came back and filed the papers.
Okay, so.
No. Kind of like Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, my goodness.
Said I do. And then they're like, you have to file this to be official. I said, no problem. And then I just never filed the papers. So maybe that's what Aaron Rodgers is going through.
Dan is married in other countries, but not this one. That's okay.
Are there any guys out there? I have done this. Three times where I got cold feet. It got close, and I couldn't go through with it. I was scared to death. Three times.
Oh.
Three times.
And it was you, not them, not the girl.
No, it was me. Wow. I wasn't happy with where I was, or I was maybe – seeing somebody else. I mean, there are a lot of different reasons. I just go, this is not this not good. This is not a good idea. Yeah. Anyway, hey, enough of that stuff. Enough of that, Woody. Woody, you're one time, right? You're done. You've been dating the same girl since elementary school, right?
I'm one and done, bro. If this one doesn't work, I'm gonna hang it up.
No, you're not.
I'm one and done.
No. Well, first of all, you guys are going to be fine. She's a wonderful woman. You'd be really stupid to let her go. That would
I know.
Be a really
I'd end up, you know, going to Tootsie's thing. And eating wings with Omar every night.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. No, you're not going the Omar route since you got Omar in here now. We got that, so.
Swiping in Tootsie's.
Hey, let's take a second here to talk about something very, very important besides getting into you guys' personal lives a little bit. Boy, I tell you what, all day's broke out in a sweat in that other room, man. We mentioned he got. Yeah, this is weird.
Nervous, man.
You gonna marry this one now or
no? No.
He's already married, Joe.
No,
you know what happens
in Costa Rica.
Most of them, if you're with them at some point, not all of them. Some just go, hey, I just want to date. I'm cool with this. I don't need to get married. But a lot of them, they want to get married. And then they tell you they want to have kids, too. You haven't gotten that one. No?
No.
What? You're in deep thought. Jeez. I didn't mean to think.
What are you doing to this guy, man?
I got to tell you, he's about ready to pull out a bottle and start drinking here. He's not looking comfortable at all.
What are you doing
to
him?
Jamie, go get
he doesn't want to talk about his Costa
Rica life.
I know
he doesn't.
Okay?
I can tell.
No, just, I would, you know, everybody has their own order of operations. I would rather have a child first before I get married.
Really? Okay.
Where's Omar when you need him, man? Omar.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, man. All right, let's stop. I'm done with you. Atlantic Men's Clinic, ED and low T. Sounds like All Day doesn't have that problem, though, right now at all. But I tell you what, I did. And, man, when you go through ED and low T, it's bad. Energy level, sex drive, all those things, man, are gone. And you're going, what am I going to do? This is crazy. It's just – so I met with Atlantic Men's Clinic. And I got all the testing done and told them, and, you know, you got to be honest with them and tell them everything. And tired all the time. Nothing's working in the bedroom. I mean, is this the way it's going to be, man? In my 60s, this sucks. And they go, no, we can take care of it. Landing Men's Clinic take care of it. And by the way, Joe, you're not alone. Matter of fact, you're lucky. Happens to guys in their 40s and 50s. They're going through this. Low T, now all of a sudden it's hit and miss in the bedroom. Sex drive is gone. Making excuses, you're popping that little pill, and all it does is give you a headache, especially when you've been drinking with it. All that stuff you just don't want to go through. Go to Atlantic Men's Clinic. Get great results. I mean it, man. They've got 7 locations in South Florida. You get the T, the PSA test. You meet with their professionals, and they put you on a program. And if you accept it and you're ready to go, you're going to get great results and fast. I get that, ask that fast. Results, you'll start to notice a big difference. We've got a new location in Hollywood. Like I said, it's fantastic. They got great places. And the most important thing is you're going to have great results. And if it's still important to you, feeling better, staying active, sleeping better at night, getting out of that fog, your sex drive is back, working out like you used to, you're losing weight. If this stuff is still important to you, then you got to join the team, man, Atlantic Men's Clinic. Get ready before that summer vacation you're getting ready to go on. Kids are going, Dad, you're going to be boring. Are you going to walk? Are we going to hit the mountains? Or what are we doing here, man? You want to be able to say, yes, I am, Atlantic Men's Clinic.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
You taking it easy on Dan at least?
Oh, no, we're laughing our ass off. We're talking about, yeah, all that stuff. All that stuff, it went right off the air, breaking off engagements and breaking them up and what happened and being honest with them up front. You don't want kids and which. Yeah.
All right.
That wasn't me. Now, that anyway. Was all day Dan Day going, hey, man, I'm real honest with them up front that I want to date you and I like you, but I don't want to have kids.
Or get married.
I think this is your doing, though. You get people to open up somehow. I don't know how you do that.
So I just lied to them. I tell them, no, I'm all in. I want to, you know, date you for a while. And then I go with that. And then, you know, once it gets down to the, you know, the clock's running and they're going, hey, I need to know, are you in or not? Then you got to make that decision.
Runaway groom.
All right, let's distract people from Dan's personal life.
That's when you get cold feet.
Joe.
Yeah, all day. He got weird in here. I think he went for that bottle of vodka. Yeah. They start drinking it back. Anyway, what do you got?
That's great. Did you see who the new ACC Network studio analyst is going to be, Joe?
No.
Jimbo Fisher has been hired by the network to be one of the studio hosts on ACC Huddle. That's their main show there.
Wow, is he?
EJ Manuel used to be a part of that show. They said he's still going to have a strong presence on ACC Network, but EJ Manuel is transitioning into an ESPN studio role as he gets bigger over there. And Jimbo Fisher, who they paid $76 million to walk away over at A&M, he is going to be on TV now.
Is he up there? Jimbo Fisher up there this week or no?
I did not see him here, Joe. I did not see him.
Usually they have him come over there. And boy, it wasn't too long ago. We were talking about Jimbo as one of the hottest coaches in the country, huh? The Jameis Winston, Jimbo Fisher.
Well, he's still one of the best paid coaches in the country, I would think.
Oh, no. Well, I'll tell you what, Texas A&M, that oil money got together and they took care of Jimbo. No problem, you're out.
You don't think these quarterback numbers are going to start to go nuts? They're paying that. They gave him $76 million to walk away.
I know. Crazy. Crazy money. All right, what else you got, Woody?
All right, Joe, over to golf here. And NBC saw their Open Championship ratings go up a whopping 21% during the Scottie Scheffler victory over the weekend here.
Yeah. I saw
4.1 million viewers.
Woody, I think they're
pretty good.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. See if somebody's going to make a run. He was way out in front of everybody. He was about 6 or 7 strokes and had a double bogey. It got to 4, and you're going, all right, is something going to happen here? And is this going to get tight over the last few holes? And kept some people around. Good stuff. I think people were waiting to see Rory was going to make a move too, maybe. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
This is a weird one. Did you see what Adrian Peterson is up to?
Is he fighting now? Is he boxing? Is that what I see? No.
Remember he got in a fight over a card game, like a poker game or something? He was in he got in a fight with some guy?
Yeah, I did see that video.
Yeah, so that guy who he fought in the video, apparently he's having a celebrity boxing match here with Adrian Peterson. And this kind of stuff is sad, obviously. I mean, I guess he needs some money, but.
Yeah, the Adrian Peterson, who, by the way, was a great running back. I don't think that's an exaggeration.
One of the best.
But I don't know what's happened. You're right. Don't know what. Apparently, poker game didn't go well or something, because that turned ugly. Jeez.
All right, Joe, I don't know if you saw this one by any chance. Did you see the Little League bat flip?
No.
So we had a Little Leaguer here who hits a home run in a game. This is in New Jersey, I believe. So he hits a home run, flips the bat up into the air, and all hell breaks loose here. The umpire tried to say the home run wasn't going to count. There was a bunch of fighting for that. Home run counted, but they threw the guy out of the game. They threw the little kid out of the game, and that means he's suspended for the next game, right?
Oh, my God.
The parents are suing.
There you go. Now it's getting good. There you go.
You didn't know where I was going with that one.
No. All right. Now we're making sense. Welcome.
They've filed a grievance with the Little League Players Union and the league.
So they're going to say the pros do it. The college guys, they're allowed to do that stuff, right? They get pretty animated. Have we seen college guys flip the aluminum bats? I think.
Yes, but not in Major League Baseball, because you're not allowed to have fun in Major League Baseball. You have to look like you're not enjoying yourself.
Those guys are
there.
Having more fun now. They're starting to they
better now.
Look at the dugout and are pointing over there and watch. They like to watch their work, and that used to be, you know, you'd throw at the guy's head if he did that. The next guy was paying the price. Or the next time you came up, you're getting hit in the ribs. But, yeah, so good old lawsuit out of a Little League baseball game. Wow.
Yeah, and then while we're on the subject, there was quite a brawl that broke out at a youth baseball playoff game in Massachusetts. They had parents running onto the field, and they were jumping in the action. One of the kids looks like they go after one of the parents. It's quite a video, Joe, but they're kind of crazy when you see these things, because I've seen how nutty the parents can get.
Yeah.
At these games. But this video is ugly here, man, with the kids and the fans all fighting each other.
Well, we have those every so often, whether it's a tackle football game or we see it get a little out of control and the parents get involved and the officials and trying to break it up. Yeah, you're going to have a little bit of that. After all, every kid's going to play professionally and his parents, you know, might make sure the kid's getting treated that way. Crazy.
All right, Joe, I have two left here. I have one good and one very bad. Which would you prefer to hear first?
I want to hear the really good.
The good news or the bad news?
I like the good news.
Okay, the good news is Happy Gilmore 2 comes out on Friday, right? So Callaway, you remember how the putter that he uses in the movie looks shaped like a hockey stick?
Yes.
So Callaway made a replica of the putter that he's going to use in the second movie here. That also looks like a hockey stick, just a little more advanced than the first one. They released these things at $499.99, $500 for these things. Pretty expensive,
yeah,
for what it is. They thought that the putters would stay in stock until November. They sold out in minutes, Joe.
I'll be darned. How about that?
They sold out in minutes, and guess where most of them ended up?
Fanatics, I don't know.
That would be eBay, Joe.
eBay, sorry.
People going for the quick double up here.
Yeah.
I will tell you, though, they are going to release more on Friday, though, to coincide with the release of the film.
Man. All right. That was, by the way, great movie. And, really.
Well, great. I got to get you the bad one here really quick.
All right, bad. What do you got?
People got to look into this, by the way. If you're going to go out into the waters here, a man was hospitalized after a Hollywood Beach shark attack.
Oh, really?
Man was bitten by a shark in Hollywood Beach. It was his arm that was injured, Joe. 4100 block of South Ocean Drive. I know Dan is a big beach guy.
Yeah.
I don't want any of his limbs getting eaten off here, so.
Do they know what kind of shark? Was it a bull shark? I just talked to Dave Hyde about bull sharks. So
that's what you guys talk about?
Yeah, we were talking the other day because he was out. He said, there are a lot of sharks out there. I said, not me then, man. People, like a lot of people down here, don't fear them. They get down there and snorkel and get around them.
You're not
them.
Supposed to fear them, Joe. You're supposed to stay calm and don't splash. You're supposed to stand your ground, and you can even stare the shark down. Say some stuff to it.
That sounds great. My ass is going
to
be over on the beach.
Push its nose.
Don't worry. I'm either on the boat or on the beach. Don't worry. They can do whatever they want.
All right.
All right, Woody.
That's all I got for you guys.
Hey, we got a little Al River on, right? Head of ACC officiating going to join us coming up. We'll talk to Al in just a couple of minutes here. We'll also have John Crotty, heat color analyst up there, member of the Orange Bowl committee. Right now, though, I want to tell you about Chapman Partnership, man, doing great work for the homeless and have for a long, long time. Now, before you go, oh, I don't want to hear about this. No, calm down. This is not homeless that are coming up on the side of the street at the stoplight, stop sign, asking for money, staring at you, making you feel really uncomfortable. No. This is about rehabilitating folks that are going through some hard times right now. So much more than just a warm meal. It really is. They're changing lives daily in our community with so many great caring support programs they have, wraparound services, everything from mental health to physicals. Doctors come in, donate their time. We got dentists come in, donate their time. It's really about and babysitting services so mom and dad can go out and find jobs. And it's about 3 to 4 months of rehabilitation, helping you find a place to live and a job. And we got so many great success stories for the homeless getting a second chance in their life. And this has been going on for a while. That's why I wanted to let you know we're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year. 30 years of hope. For over 3 decades, Chapman has assisted in over 145,000 individuals and families to overcome self-sufficiency. Hey, man, if you can, join me here in 2025 to celebrate and support the mission. A lot of folks in the two facilities we have down in Dade County, a lot of folks need help. And anything you can do will make you feel great because the success stories, it's not 100%, but boy, we got a lot of great stories of people that have gotten back on their feet and doing great, got their families back together. So join me here, WQM, to show support to one of my favorite charities that really is making a difference in our community. Any level of support, we really appreciate. It's impactful for everybody. Let's help support families and individuals overcoming homelessness at Chapman here in 2025. Just go online to chapmanpartnership.org. Any amount of money you can give, we really appreciate. Thank you.